This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali on the sidelines of the BRICS 2026 summit. During the talks, the two leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations and discussed ways to deepen cooperation in several areas such as trade and investment, development partnership, infrastructure, technology, capacity building, and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also slated to hold a series of bilateral meetings with several world leaders throughout the day. He is scheduled to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and Vietnamese Prime Minister Le Minh Hung, among others. The 18th BRICS summit is set to begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Several key world leaders will participate in the high-profile summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be joined by Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Prime Minister of Vietnam Le Minh Hung and Foreign Affairs Minister of Belarus Maxim Rezenkov have arrived in New Delhi this morning to participate in the 18th BRICS summit. Earlier this morning, Director General of WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, also landed in New Delhi to attend the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for secure sea lanes, open supply routes and the safety of seafarers to sustain global trade. He also urged BRICS countries to work towards removing trade barriers and expanding opportunities for businesses. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening.
ग्लोबल ट्रेड तभी आगे बढ़ सकता है जब सी लेन सिक्योर हो, सप्लाई रूट ओपन हो और सी फेरर सेफ हो. और इसलिए भारत फ्रीडम ऑफ नेविगेशन और सी फेरर्स की सेफ्टी का दृढ़ समर्थक है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla have extended their wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of Prakash Parab of Sri Guru Granth Sahib today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that by conferring the status of Guru upon Sri Guru Granth Sahib, Sri Guru Gobind Singh conveyed the message that true guidance in life comes from knowledge, truth and principles. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that Sri Guru Granth Sahib imparts a profound spiritual message of humanity, love, equality, service, compassion and harmony. Amid the worsening flood situation in Uttar Pradesh, the state government has stepped up relief and rescue operations to assist affected families. At least 25 districts are currently affected by flooding following heavy rains and the release of water from dams. According to the State Relief Commissioner's Office, around 8,000 people were shifted to safe locations on Thursday alone, taking the total number of evacuated people to around 21,000. Affected people are also being provided safe shelter, with around 3,000 individuals currently staying in relief camps. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunder squall for coastal Andhra Pradesh today. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand, Konkan, Gujarat, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh during the day. Saudi Arabia has temporarily shut down its major east-west oil pipeline a day after the facility was targeted in a drone attack. The country's Ministry of Energy described the shutdown as a precautionary measure. The Saudi Foreign Ministry blamed the attack on several drones that came from Iraq. The Iraqi government also condemned the assault and ordered an investigation. The shutdown comes as Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen captured port of Mocha and a strategic island of Perim in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. In US Open tennis, 8th seed Ben Shelton has set up men's singles title clash with top seed Alexander Zverev. Zverev of Germany defeated unseeded Russian player Karen Khachanov in the first semi-final this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.